You are listening to the audio production of Beyond Awkward Side Hugs, Living as Christian Brothers and Sisters in a Sex-Crazed World, by Bronwyn Lee, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Dr. Simona Chitescu-Wyk.
Foreword by Christine Kane. I was the first woman ever to be appointed as the state director of our denomination's youth movement. It was the mid-1990s, and I was in my late 20s at the time. I felt so honored and excited. I was full of vision, passion, and determination. I wanted nothing more than to reach unchurched Australian students with the gospel. I looked forward to working with our national youth executive team to see this dream come to pass. When I went to the first national meeting of all the state directors, I was ready to contribute, to listen, to pray, and to plan our strategy together. But, as I had always found at most every leadership gathering, I was the only woman at the table. And this time, it was a table full of married men, and I was a single woman. These were godly men, committed to the young people in their home states, but they had never sat at a decision-making table where a woman was present. And I do mean never. Before any of our sessions began, the man seated on my right literally moved his chair several inches farther away from me, so we would not be sitting too close to one another. He didn't seem to mind that this meant he was virtually sitting on the lap of the state director seated on his other side. Another man did not even make eye contact with me, not once. Still another awkwardly shook my hand, but only for a brief second. And one man barely spoke during the meeting because, as I later found out, he felt weird that there was a woman even in the room. A woman who was not a secretary, but a peer in every way. He said to one of our colleagues, "I don't know how to talk to a woman who is not my wife. I don't want to be tempted and fall into sin." When someone later told me what he said, I was absolutely flabbergasted. I had not even considered such a possibility. I was at the table to talk about youth ministry, about all of the plans and dreams we each had for reaching the lost and the unchurched in our states. I was not there to find a husband, especially if he was already someone else's husband. I'm not sure what the man thought would happen if we had a conversation, but I can assure you I wouldn't have been tempted in any way.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?